Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. For more than a decade, the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter has stood as a beacon of information for enthusiasts, educators, and developers. If you're curious about Python's role in microcontrollers and single-board computers, it's the must-read resource. It handles the latest in CircuitPython, MicroPython, and wider Python news without a single ad. Each week, the newsletter shares project highlights, key hardware and software updates, and tracks global trends that shape the field. But how did Python make its leap from general computing to powering the tiny brains of microcontrollers? It started with Damian George's now legendary Kickstarter for the PiBoard, bringing a full Python interpreter to compact microcontrollers in a form factor that anyone could use. This innovation led directly to the birth of MicroPython, opening up the world of low-cost, accessible Python programming to makers, students, and educators alike. Suddenly, programming real hardware in Python wasn't just a dream, it was a reality, sparking new enthusiasm and opportunities for creative projects and easy hardware hacking. Today, the Python microcontroller community is robust and dynamic, with a handful of trends shaping its direction. Let's break down what's making waves right now, starting with compiler advancements. The latest release, version 16.1 of the GNU Compiler Collection, or GCC, brings new boosts to Python development, even if you don't code in C or C++ every day. With enhanced compiling strategies and support for modern C++ 2.0, this release paves the way for developers to harness new features and better performance. For Python lovers in microcontroller circles, every improvement in the toolchain translates to smoother projects with more reliable builds. Not to mention, the more efficient the code, the more you can squeeze out of these modest little chips. Meanwhile, kernel improvements are chugging steadily along, making projects more stable and performant, especially for those dealing with hardware virtualization using Xen hypervisors. The user-specific improvements in the kernel mean better integration with fast-evolving hardware, so Python people don't have to fight tough compatibility battles as often as before. Another exciting development comes in the form of extended hardware support from the likes of Intel and AMD. Both are dedicating fresh resources to boosting Linux support, most recently seen in their performance management tools tied to the new ACPI 6.6 specification. What's cool about this for Python folks is that you're increasingly empowered to build more complex, ambitious projects using familiar tools. Better hardware compatibility means fewer workarounds and more creativity flowing straight into your code. The intersection of software and hardware is also front and center in the flourishing maker community, especially around 3D printing. The past few months have seen an explosion of projects that blend 3D printed designs and electronics, such as the recent NASA-themed plushie project making the rounds online. This is part of what Adafruit's dubbed number 3D Thursday, one of several community-driven efforts to blur the lines between gadgets, visual design, and playful technology. It's never been easier to jump in, remix someone's project, or create something entirely your own, thanks to the collaborative spirit circulating online. Speaking of online resources, the way makers, gamers, and Python programmers access materials and components is changing fast, thanks to the rise of digital marketplaces. Whether it's code, parts, or detailed tutorials, the trend is shifting toward platforms where everything's just a click or tap away. This digital-first evolution lowers the barrier to entry and means you can start building from almost anywhere in the world. The newsletter reflects this shift, highlighting online resources that fuel creativity, showcase game-changing tools, and empower independent tinkerers and pro developers alike. Across the industry, new milestones continue to keep inspiration high, such as Tesla's rollout of the electric Class 8 semi-truck, which made headlines for all the right reasons. Why does this matter to the Python microcontroller world? It's about inspiration and leveling up. Tesla's achievement shows what's possible when robust automation meets embedded systems, setting the pace for what smaller, more agile teams can aim for. That same drive is reflected in the wave of unique tech integrations catching the community's eye, like the recently documented process for running Ubuntu on a PlayStation 5. Creative hacks like these open unexpected new avenues, turning well-known entertainment hardware into platforms for Python coding and experimentation. On the security front, Canonical's brand new rollout of Ubuntu 26.04 LTS arrives with Ubuntu Pro settings now integrated right inside the Security Center app. This isn't just about bug fixes, it's about simplifying how users manage core security features, including extended security maintenance, all from a streamlined interface. The aim here is crystal clear: keep critical systems more secure, keep configuration simple, and ensure users from enterprise to hobbyist are protected as technologies evolve. As Python continues to power fresh approaches to software delivery and package management, governance is getting an important boost with the establishment of a formal packaging council. Outlined in PEP 772, this council is tasked with overseeing Python's packaging standards, tools, and ecosystem. Elections to appoint council members will happen in June 2026, right after PyCon US, ensuring the community has a direct voice in where packaging goes next. It's a huge step towards unified, consistent packaging that lowers friction for all users. Open source as a whole depends on volunteer maintainers, but with increasing pressure, the model often feels unsustainable. Addressing this, a new initiative, the Sovereign Tech Standards Pilot from the Sovereign Tech Agency, aims to compensate maintainers for contributions to standards bodies like the IETF and W3C. It's about recognizing the tireless work of independent contributors and ensuring their expertise helps shape foundational web and technology standards. Pilot programs like this aim to foster a healthier, more sustainable open source ecosystem for everyone involved. Another area generating buzz lately is machine learning and artificial intelligence. Territories Python dominates thanks to its flexible libraries, but there's a catch. AI evaluation costs are spiking, becoming a major bottleneck for even well-funded research teams. The growing need for more efficient evaluation strategies is stark, as researchers grapple with how to advance the field without draining funds on compute time. In tandem, significant enhancements to the OpenCL API are emerging, with cooperative matrix extensions now entering the picture. This upgrade mirrors recent leaps in Vulkan, allowing for faster, hardware-accelerated machine learning tasks, a major win for creative coders pushing the envelope. All these factors reinforce the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter's role as not just an update sheet, but a vital connection point for the community. Subscribers can expect every edition to highlight new project ideas, tips for deepening your hardware know-how, and the latest on emerging industry trends. Whether you're a seasoned developer, educator, or tinkerer, the newsletter fosters collaboration and knowledge sharing at every level. It's about sparking new ideas and giving you the confidence to bring your creative visions to life using Python and microcontrollers. In summary, Python's influence on electronics, creativity, and education continues to grow, shaping the underlying fabric of today's hardware innovation. Documenting these stories, the newsletter helps demystify trends and opens doors for anyone eager to experiment with code and hardware. As more people discover what's possible, expect to see even greater contributions, smarter tools, and richer communities built around this shared passion for Python on microcontrollers. That's all for this update in the open source and microcontroller scene. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to catch next week's highlights, tips, and stories from the world of Python hardware. Thanks for listening.